So we're doing this again now, and you, in the broadest sense of the term, you could call it a sugya about Zecher LeMikdash. Okay? So it's the Mishnah on Mem Aleph Amar Aleph. Okay? It says, Barishona, in Sukkah, Barishona haya lulav, lulav nitel b'mikdash shiva. So originally the lulav was taken in the mikdash for 7 days. Uva medina yom echad, and outside of the mikdash, in the city, Yerushalayim and all other cities, it was taken for only 1 day. Okay, right. That's the deraisa. We know about this, right? Deraisa is the katan chamim rishon is a mitzvah to take on the first day, a ma'aser kicha. But then l'shivas yamim, there's an idea of smachta l'shem l'kicha l'shivas yamim to the simcha in the mikdash, only in the mikdash for 7 days. Right? Okay. That was originally. In Shachar, based on Mikdash, Hiskin Yerachar Ben Zakai, Shehei Lulav Nitel Ben Medina Shiva, Zerichal Mikdash. Yerachar Ben Zakai set up that the Lulav should be taken everywhere for 7 days. Even not in the Mikdash. There's no Mikdash. Like we do. Zerichal Mikdash. It's a remembrance for the Mikdash. Okay? The remembrance for the Mikdash. Okay. Good. We know about this also, right? Okay. And also, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai set up something else. He set up a lot of things, but also in this context, he set up something else. V'shehe yehe yom hanef kulo aser. Okay. What does that mean? Okay. So the yom hanef is the day of the tenufa, of the waving of the Karban Omer. Okay, the Karban Omer is a Karban that was brought on the second day of Pesach. Okay, it was a Mincha. And it was Matir Chadash, which means that new produce from the new year, from the new harvest, was not permitted to be eaten until you bring the Karban Omer. Okay? Until you bring the Karban Omer. The Karban Omer is Matir Chadash. It permits the Chadash, the new Chodash, and the Chadash, the new stuff, to be eaten. Okay? Fine. So it says, so let's see Rashi. So it says, V'shiyah Yohanev Shel Omer, Nahinu Tez Zayim and Isan, Kulo Aser B'Chadash. The whole day, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the whole 16th day is prohibited in eating this chadash. Ube'oda mikdash kayam, when the base of mikdash was around, misha karav ha'omer ha'yo'ochlem chadash bo bayom. So then, the day that, right after they brought the omer, whatever time of day it was, once they brought this karban, then you'd be allowed to eat the new produce. Right? Kedachsev ad ha'viachem. Okay, that you're not allowed to eat the new produce until you bring it. But once you bring it, it's permitted. Ukishachorav habayis. Once the base of mikdash is destroyed, and there is, so what's matir now? And if the whole matir, the permit, is the bringing of the omer, well, there is no bringing of the omer. So mutter min haTorah misheheir hamizrach. Then min haTorah, it's mutter to eat the chadash, the new produce, from at dawn, basically. Okay, at dawn, when the east side of the sky gets light. Okay, so at dawn, you're allowed to eat the new produce. You don't have to wait until you bring it, because you're not going to bring it. So rather, is the day of the bringing, is the matir. Kedamar b'nachos, kosev echad omer at etzem hayom hazeh. One pasuk says, until the essence of the day. Dainu hayir mizrach. What's the essence of the day when the sun comes out? Because of echad omer at aviach. I mean, the other pasuk says, no, that the bringing of the omer is that which permits it. Okay, it's that ISO is a contradiction. Is it the day which permits it, or is it the carbon? So it says, Bizman Diko Omer, when there is actually carbon Omer in time based on Mekdash out of Yechan, then the bringing of the Omer is the Matir. Bizman Deleka Omer Adatsam, but when there is no Omer, then it goes by the day, the beginning of the day. That's all Deoraisa. The Asa Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Aleihem Kol Hayom, the first time of Gemara. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, his takana, his second takana, is that when there's no mikdash, it's aser all day long. You're not allowed to eat the new produce until the day is over. Even though in a Torah, would be the beginning of the day is the matir, right? The beginning of the day is the matir. He says you have to wait until the end of the day. Okay, so his two takanas are, first of all, you take the lulav all year round. Right? So all 7 days, not in the mikdash. And the second takana is after the base mikdash is destroyed, the omer, the chadash, the new produce is asr all day. Right. Not just until the morning, but even until the end of the day. Okay. Fine. What's the relationship of these two things? Okay. So look at Tosos. Tosos says the Sheheyom Hanef Kulo Asar. He says Harbe Takanos Tikin Yochanan Ben Zakkai. He set up a lot of takanos. Yochanan Ben Zakkai was set up a lot of takanos. So why are you putting these two together? Elahanach Tarti Tikin Yachad. He set these two up together. Therefore, here the Mishnah mentions, because it's a Mishnah about lulav, it's not a Mishnah about Omer and Chadash, but since he set them up together, so therefore it mentions them together. Okay, so he set these two things up together. So a question is, I'm not sure about this, but are they related? Like, why did he set them up together? Do they have anything to do with one another? I mean, why just the timing of it was such that he decided them on the same day and he decided to set them up together? I mean, if that's the case, it seems funny to for the Mishnah to have to mention it. Since he set them up accidentally together, therefore the Mishnah records them together. But if they're related, it's hard to see the relationship. They seem to be two totally different things. What?
Did Rashi say that?
Zeichel Mikdash? No, he didn't say that. What, for this one?
Yeah.
Well, no, he didn't say that. I mean, we'll see why it is. But a lot of things he set up Zeichel Mikdash, turns out. But whatever. But it doesn't say that. He says the Gemara will explain why he did it. The first one is Zeichel Mikdash. The second one he doesn't say why. So the Gemara says why though. Let's jump to that. The Gemara. It says my timer. Right? Why? Why did he set up this halacha? Why is it that you have to? That he prohibited produce even until the end of the day. It says, Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, because in the future the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built. The Yomru, and they're going to say, Ishtakin Milo Achanu Beher Mizrach. Last year, if it was a Deraisa, so then Deraisa would be that when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you're going to be able to use the new stuff once the day begins. So in 16, so then they're going to say, oh, well, don't you guys remember last year we were eating this new produce right when it was in the morning, right at the crack of dawn? And they're going to end up making mistakes. Hashtanami Necho. Right? And now we should also, this year also, in the time of the Mikdash. V'inhu lo yadi deshtakid lo ha-beis ha-mikdash. Because they didn't know that when there was no beis ha-mikdash, here mizruch matir hit there. That when there's no mikdash, then the sun or the dawn is one with the matir. Hashto dike beis mikdash omer matir, right? But now there's beis mikdash. The carbon omer itself is a matir. So in order so that people won't make that mistake, he basically set up that always you have to wait until the end of the day. Okay, and this way people won't ever make that mistake. Yerashi explains a little bit. He says, "My everybody beis mikdash v'yachzur davar isuro," right? Now it's going to go back to this, or the Hashta Karinam Be'ahar Aviyachem, because now there's a base of Mikdash, and now the Matir is going to be when you bring the Omer. And if in the Chorban, when there's no Mikdash, they were knowing the Din Torah, namely, they ate it at the morning, first crack of dawn, Asiel Amechal Nami B'vinyano, then they're going to go and they rebuild it, they're going to also do it. V'yomru Ishtaki Milo Echalno, they're going to say, last year we did it. So therefore, Rabbi Yechon Zakkai set this thing up in order to prevent that mistake from being made. Okay, to prevent that mistake from being made. Okay?
It's like a real gazera almost.
Yeah, like a real gazera. Exactly. Correct. That's pointing out. I mean, this is kind of one of my questions, is that they seem totally different things. I mean, yeah, one of them is the Zeichel Mikdash, so we should remember the Mikdash, which we'll see what the idea of that is. And then this is like a gazera. It's like we're worried they're making a fence around the Torah, protect the Torah from being violated. I mean, they seem like two totally, even... Now, first of all, they're unrelated altogether, but they're also, halachically, they're different structurally, they're different types of halachas. One of them is like a takana, and the other one's like a gezeira. One of them's like a decree. right? They're creating a positive mitzvah, and the other one's like a fence to protect the deoraisa, right? Totally different things, right? So now they're unrelated in content. One's about lulav and one's about omer, and unrelated in structurally, you know. Something's funny about the chashash also, no? I mean the gezera, right? I don't know. Does anyone have a question about that, or is it just gezeras are funny altogether? But I don't know. It just sounds like what for that 1 year, you know? Or I mean, whatever. I mean, they'll learn it then when the basement is just built, or I don't know. Something just sounds like. I mean, you have gezera, yeah. Then they'll make an announcement. The Kohen Gadol will figure, you know, whatever. They'll work it out then. You know, it just, I don't know. So, I mean, look, you do have zeros like this, right? And Tisnaim somehow has something to do with this also. What will happen in the basement is a rebuild. But it's something funny about it. I mean, come on. You know? Right? I don't know. You could just say, look, this is the way it is. But it's something bothersome about the whole Xero, you know? Okay, one other part of the Gemara we didn't do. Let's skip the part of the Gemara we skipped. It says, Minolon de Avdin and Zechel Mikdash. How do we know? How do we know that you make a Zeichel Mikdash? Okay, so Zeichel Mikdash. Who said you make Zeichel Mikdashes? Right? Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai just came up with this idea, let's make a Zeichel Mikdash. Where, what's it based on? So he says, Damar Kar, it's based on a Pasuk. Okay. So it's a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It says, Ki Ale Aruch Allah, which means when I bring like a healing to you, when I bring healing to you, and I heal you from your wounds. Okay. Nu'um Hashem says, Ki nidachu karulach. Okay. Because they called you, your wounds, that they called you like a traveler, someone who's a traveler who's been like a wanderer, who's thrown out. He says, Sion he. Sion. Doresh ain la. There's nobody to be Doresh. Okay, no one to seek it out. Yeah, I mean, it's talking about how God's going to heal and redeem and say, Sion, Yishalayim. But it's talking about the bad state that it's in, is that Doresh ain la. No one's being Doresh. No one's seeking it out. There's a pasuk earlier in the parsha that says, "Kol ma'avayach shechechuch." All the people who loved you forgot you. Usach lo yedroshu. They're not being doreshu. They're not seeking you out. Ki makas oyev hikisicha because musar achzori arov avonech hatsmuchatose. Because your sins are so great that you got hit such a way that people are no longer seeking you out. So it's talking about how the tragedy of Tzion, the Tzion doresh ein la, that no one's seeking it out. Okay, so that's the pasuk it's quoting. So what's the Gemara using this for? So it says, Michlal debay drisha. So you can deduce that it should be seeked out. Because it's talking about how bad the events are, that the galus is a tragedy, and the galus, the korban is so bad, that no one's seeking out the chorah, seeking out the mikdash. So you see apparently that you're supposed to seek out the mikdash. Because that's part of the tragedy, is that people aren't even seeking it out. Why would you seek it out? Apparently it's a good thing to seek out. And since they aren't, it shows how bad the thing is. How bad our state is. So he says, you see, apparently he's supposed to seek out the Mikdash. So the idea of making a Zeichel Mikdash, apparently he's saying, is to seek out the Mikdash. That's the source of it. Because one is supposed to seek out the Mikdash, and by doing the making a Zeichel Mikdash, somehow, that's seeking out the Mikdash. Right, but a Zeichel Mikdash, so that's why, somehow, that's what they're doing by the Lulav. By Lulav, right? Zeichel Mikdash. To somehow seek out the Mikdash. But that's not, it doesn't seem that's what's going on by the case of the Yom Hanef, by the Gezerah, that you're going to eat the Chadash early. It doesn't seem to be based on seeking out the Mikdash. It seems to be a practical concern. So it doesn't seem related, right? Okay. So, I mean, it would be nice if we could get understand what that idea of Zeichel Mikdash is. What's the concept? Tzion Doresh Ein La being Doresh. What's the idea of Zeichel Mikdash, right? I mean, this is. There are a lot of things with Zeichel Mikdash. It would be nice if we could, you know.
It's just based on a
It's based on Pasuk in the Navi. It's true. It's true, but... Yeah, I mean, look, it's the Rabbanans, though, so, you know, you kind of see it's based on... It's not bad to be based on Pasuk in the Navi if it's a good idea. It's just revealing an idea, you know?
It was funny, like,
that
Gemara had a question. It's answering the question.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. It's true. But presumably, it's bringing out the concept, you know? I mean, it's showing you the source from the Navi, but it's also going to help us, for our purposes, it'll help us try to get the concept of what's the idea of making Zichron Mikdashos, you know? Yeah. Like, there's two things in Me'al. One is, like, how do we know it? And then, secondly, what's the idea? You know?
Right.
I mean, it could be the Gemara is more after how to know it, but for us, it seems that we could use it to figure out what the idea is. Because it's somewhat of an interesting idea, making the remembrances from Mikdash. I mean, there's something intuitive about it, but at the same time, there's something funny about it. Right? So what do we do now? How about a different approach here? Okay? I mean, we could sit back and try to think. But maybe it would be a good idea, maybe not, to try to define the halacha. Halachically, what's the Zechel HaMikdash exactly? You know, like what's going on halachically? What was the Deraisa? And then what's the Hadarabanan? Like structurally, what exactly is here? What are we doing? You know, like in the Mikdash, you know what it was. You took the lulav on the first day, and then the 7 days you're smachtam fnei Hashem lekechem shivas yamim, right? You're simchal fnei Hashem for 7 days. But I mean, we're not doing that. Right? Because there's no Mikdash. So what are we doing? You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing? And then maybe if we at least get a halal formulation of the thing, what we're doing, maybe that could help direct us towards the reason why we're doing it, which is Eichel Mikdash and Doresh and something like that. You know what I mean? But at least it would be somewhat of a clue. So we're not just totally in the dark coming up with what does Doresh mean to us? But at least we have some information, you know? Some information. Maybe you'll help, maybe you won't, you know? It's hard to know. But at the very least, part of the sugya also is just to define. So what's the door? So what's the door bone? Right? That's a decent idea, right? Maybe it would be also a good idea. I don't know. I don't know if I did this. I didn't realize this would be a good idea. But it sounds like a nice idea to do. Isn't the Yom HaNef also do a similar thing? What's the Deoraisa? Because it just struck me as interesting is that the Deoraisa itself, what's Matya the Omer, is like a bifurcated system. It depends. If there's Mikdash, then what's Matya the Omer is the Karban. If there's no Mikdash, what's Matya is the day of the Karban. The beginning of the day of the Karban. Like, I don't know, what's the Matya of the Omer? Like, how does that work exactly? Is there a unification of that, or is it just like two totally different things? I don't know the answer to that. I'm not sure. Maybe they're two totally different things, to psukim. Or maybe there's somehow a sense to that unification. So, you know, something like that. I don't know. But it's interesting. And then, what's the Darabanan? Like, is the Darabanan just saying is protect yourself, or is there some sort of form of the Darabanan, you know? There's a tzura to that Darabanan.
I'm not saying that
to
shed light on.
No, I mean, because on the surface, they're two totally different things. I'm just... trying to buy some time so the time runs out, so we'll think about this till tomorrow.
So you were assuming they are two.
Well, I don't know. I'm assuming they're somehow related. I don't know. I'm just kind of throwing out questions. I mean, well, he's saying they're different. That's true, he's saying they're different. But at the same time, he's saying he set them up together. So, I mean, they're not... It seems certainly they're not exactly the same, and they're not intrinsically linked, but he did set them up together. So I don't know. I just don't know how to take that Tosos. I mean, does that mean that he that the mamish have zero to do with one another, but it just happened to be that on that day there were two things on the menu and he did them both? So then, is that really significant to mention them together because of that? I mean, why is that? Who cares? You know. But you're right. I mean, if he means they're exactly identical, then what's he talking about? Then, you know, then what's his point? So there's another question. What's the other question? It says, "V'tema de menachos lo toni hanach de lulav agav ha'hud yom hanef." So when it brings it down in menachos, which is that's where the yom hanef, it's really a sugya about menachos. So it doesn't mention anything about this thing. So over here it mentions that, but over there it doesn't mention this. All right, let me see that. Hold on 1 second. Samachasim and aleph. talking about this Yom HaNev deal. It's a Mishnah. And it just doesn't mention it. So if you can tell me he set them both up together, so then why is it that over here mentions that, but over there it doesn't mention this? What's the rule here? Do you mention all the things he did on one day, or do you not mention that? So that he doesn't really have an answer for, right? And then he has another question. Perek Basu Rosh Hashanah Tanya Hanach Tarti V'o Tekanas Tuva V'tikan. So there, it has those two, but it has a bunch of them. Where is that? Daf Lamed. Oh, I think that's all those, a bunch of them, right? So it's very shown. Originally, they took the Mikdash all 7 days. And then one. The Mikdash Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai set this up. And he also has Yom HaNev Kulawasa. But then it also has this other thing. Originally, they accepted the Eidus HaChodesh all every day. One time. Then they only took it all day. Then they only took it until Mincha. And then another thing. Yeah, then there's another Mishnah. A different thing, that even the Rosh Bezdin, they'll go to one place by accepting Eidus. I mean, there's a few Zakanas. Point is that in Sukkah, so in Rosh Hashanah, has a few things. So this Gemara Tosis is saying is they were on the same day. Yeah, but then how do you explain in Rosh Hashanah that says those two, but it has other ones also? So those are also on the same day? So I don't know, he doesn't know really. He raises the question. I mean, Tosis doesn't really get it. But I mean, at least those are questions he has, but it still does seem like he's going with this idea that there are. They're done together. Yeah. So I don't know. It's an open question. We have to see. See if... I'd leave that as a question, that if we could get some insight into, once we define the two, and see how maybe they have some relationship to one another, then that would be good. But I wouldn't force anything, because I don't know. Maybe it really just means it was the same day. It seems funny to me that that's relevant, and that would be brought down. But I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Fine. So, what's that?
When is the Yom Hanef?
It's the day of the. It's the second day of Pesach.
Second day of Pesach. Okay.
Second day of Pesach. Yeah.
So they're not even like in the same ballpark and time frame.
Nope. It's the Omer, the Karban Omer, counting the Sfiros Omer. We count that. It's the day of the. It's the day counting from the day of the Karban Omer. That's a Sfiros Omer.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Totally unrelated. I guess they're both related to Yontif. You know, if you want to find something.
I mean,
yeah, right. That's the same in Torah. You know? Yeah. Alrighty, so these are questions, okay? So I guess it's possible I'm not going to get you up tomorrow, but I think I will. I mean, I have a meeting at 2 o'clock in Brooklyn. I can't imagine it's going to go that, even if it ends at 4 o'clock, which just seems hard to believe, then I'll still be back. But it's kind of unknown. So I guess I'll assume we're on, and maybe I'll call Danny, and he could maybe send that an email or something?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, sure.
It's canceled?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.